Planet Earth last year reached its highest average temperature since records were first kept in 1880. Yet, the Trump administration budget proposal laid out this week eliminates funding for climate change research as part of 31% overall cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. Let's take up public perceptions around global warming with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt says he doesn't agree that human activity is a primary contributor to global warming. Does that argument resonate with the public at large?
It does not. And this has been a change. There was a point not too long ago, back in about 2010, when about as many Americans said that global warming was a result of natural causes as human activity, which was interesting. That was caused by a lot of Republicans who were moving to the natural versus the human side of the equation. But over the last 2 years, the American public has moved clearly in the direction of saying that it is a function of human activities. And right now, 68% say that global warming is caused by human activity rather than by natural causes, which means two-thirds of the American public would contradict the assumption of EPA Chief Pruitt.
Of course, in the short term, Americans are enjoying lower energy costs, in part due to the ascendancy of fracking. Plenty of it here in Pennsylvania. How is that assessed?
It's a political issue. Overall, 35% of Americans say they favor, and let me read you the exact wording that we use, hydraulic fracturing or fracking as a means of increasing the production of natural gas and oil in the U.S. That's how we phrase it to the public. 35% favor, 53% oppose, 12% say they don't have an opinion. That's about where it's been over the last several years, but it is political. Over half of Republicans say they favor fracking. Only 22% of Democrats say they favor fracking. So this issue of where this energy is coming from is filtered through a partisan lens.
Just about every week we hear the extent to which public perceptions are divided based on politics or partisanship. I understand there is a deeper dive that Gallup is taking in terms of trying to figure out who likes and who doesn't like the Trump administration.
That's right. And a lot of it, of course, comes back to politics. But we took your partisan affiliation and your ideology, that is, are you conservative or liberal, out of the equation. And then we said, all right, let's look at a large number of interviews we've conducted since January the 20th, when Trump took office, at his approval rating, and see what makes a difference. And maybe not shockingly, the biggest differences are race, gender, and education when you look at demographics. And some of these differences are huge. Overall, if you look at white males who have not graduated from college, 67% approve of Donald Trump. And if you go down to the other end of the spectrum, you look at non-white females who either graduated or didn't graduate from college, doesn't seem to make much difference there. It's 14 and 15% who approve. So you see these huge differences when you put combinations of race, education, and gender together in how Trump is evaluated.
Is age another primary variable?
It is. Clearly, young people, and we saw this, of course, in the campaign last year, young people are significantly more positive about Trump than old people. If you're 65 and over and listening to this right now, in general, regardless of your other demographic characteristics, 65 plus is 50% approve of Donald Trump, and that's quite a bit above the average of about 42% overall for Donald Trump. If you're 18 to 29, approval's at 31%.
As you cited race, what are perceptions about race relations?
We have seen a significant change this year when we updated it. And we ask Americans, how much do you worry about a large number of things? And one of those is race relations. We just use those two words, race relations. And we're looking at the percent who say they worry about race relations a great deal. And that's gone up significantly over the last 3 years. For a number of years, over the last decade, decade and a half, only 13, 15, 20% of Americans said they worried a great deal about race relations. Now, this year, that's up to 42%, and it was 35% last year. So there's this steep upward curve in worry about race relations. We don't ask Americans why. Our assumption is a lot of that has to do with the incidents involving black and white interactions between police and black males and other situations like that that have so dominated the news.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.